This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, August 30th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. SGMA bill goes to Newsom. Crockett named co-chair of Harris campaign, and FCC moves ahead with rural 5G fund. Newsom to decide on exempting wetlands and DACs from SGMA. The legislature has passed a measure to exempt wetlands and disadvantaged communities from groundwater regulations. This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, August 30th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Conservation and environmental justice groups claim many groundwater plans in critically overdrafted basins have not accounted for those needs. They fear broad pumping caps and steep fees would deprive communities of safe water and let sensitive habitats grow dry. The San Joaquin Valley Farm Coalition, however, charges AB 828 would undercut the availability of local agencies to raise the funds needed to implement plans. They argue such state intervention would violate a central tenet behind SGMA, that solutions should be locally led. Assemblymember Jasmine Baines of Delano and Senator Melissa Hurtado of Bakersfield sided with Republicans in voting against the measure. On that note, lawmakers have also sent Governor Gavin Newsom a bill requiring board members at groundwater sustainability agencies to file financial disclosure statements. Hurtado and the bill's proponents reason that transparency is fundamental to effectively managing groundwater resources and protecting our community's interests. House Ag Democrat tapped for role in Harris Walz campaign. Freshman House Agriculture Committee Representative Jasmine Crockett of Texas named a national co-chair of Vice President Kamala Harris' presidential campaign on Wednesday. She joins other lawmakers like Representative Steve Horsford of Nebraska, Veronica Escobar of Texas, Lisa Blunt Rochester of Delaware, Senator Chris Coons of Delaware, and former White House infrastructure lead Mitch Landrieu. Crockett and other co-chairs develop messaging with the campaign and often speak with voters and media on behalf of the ticket. The Dallas Democrat has quickly earned national attention. Crockett was even tapped for a speaking slot at the Democratic National Convention last week, where she took jabs at Republicans and blamed MAGA supporters for blocking passage of the Farm Bill. "I am incredibly honored and thank Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Walz for trusting me to be a part of this exciting and vibrant campaign rooted in improving the everyday lives of all Americans across the country," Crockett said in a statement. FCC votes to move forward with Rural 5G Fund. Federal Communications Commission yesterday announced it had approved a plan to spend up to $9 billion to expand voice and 5G mobile broadband service to rural areas. The funding will come through the 5G Fund for Rural America, which was first established in 2020, but never rolled out due to the Commission's decision to wait until it could collect better data on service availability. The Commission plans to put out a public notice prior to beginning auctions for the program. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Bovaer heads to China. Swiss Dutch animal food company DSM Fymrich yesterday announced that it has signed an agreement with China Modern Dairy Holdings to enhance sustainability of Chinese dairy farming through the use of methane-reducing feed ingredient Bovaer. Why is this notable? Well, China's aiming to reduce methane emissions across all sectors. including agriculture, through a methane emission control action plan it released last November. Bovaer is already available in the U.S. as well as 64 other countries. We are excited to commence preparations to enter the Chinese dairy market, the company's senior vice president for Bovaer said in a release. We are on track to submit our Chinese registration dossier for Bovaer later this year and hope to gain approval in the coming years. House Ag Chair, optimistic about September Farm Bill movement. In an interview on the sidelines of the Farm Progress Show, House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson told AgriPulse newsmakers that lawmakers should be focused on a short-term extension of the Farm Bill, not a one-year extension. Senate GOP Whip John Thune of South Dakota said last week that Congress was likely to pass a one-year extension. I love Senator Thune, but he's completely wrong, Thompson said. To continue to do for a year what we've been doing just spells doom and gloom for the American farmer and rancher. Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. Here's today's final word. AB 98 is a last-minute gut and amend that would shut down much-needed housing and jobs in California and require expensive retrofits of agriculture, warehousing, and processing facilities. That's Assembly Minority Leader James Gallagher on a new bill on warehouse setbacks Democrats are jamming through the legislature. Well, that's AgriPulse Daybreak West for this Friday, August 30th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.